The Clean Water Restoration Act has been before Congress in one form or another before. This time, environmentalists think there's a better chance for passage. In two rulings in recent years, the Supreme Court decided unless wetlands were directly connected to larger bodies of water, they were not protected by the 1970s-era Clean Water Act. Lila Goldmark is with the environmental group Riverkeeper.
Waters that had previously been protected are no longer protected. These Supreme Court decisions change the existing interpretation. Folks are looking to this act to reinstate the intent of the Clean Water Act and make that language in the statute itself more clear.
The proposed Clean Water Restoration Act would change the language to include all bodies of water in the U.S., restoring the protections to the wetlands. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.